has imposed sanctions on four Russia-linked people for trying to influence the U.S. election. The Treasury Department made the announcement Thursday, accusing Moscow of using a wide range of methods and actors to target presidential candidates. One of the four the Treasury has now blacklisted, a member of the Ukrainian parliament, Andrei Derkach. Derkach is accused of using manipulation and deceit in an attempt to influence the election in the U.S. and around the world. Reuters reported earlier on Thursday that Microsoft Corporation recently alerted one of Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's main election campaign advisory firms about a suspected hacking. Microsoft told the D.C.-based firm that it had been targeted by suspected Russian state-backed hackers. That's according to three people briefed on the matter. Prominent Belarusian opposition activist Maria Kolesnikova has accused authorities of threatening to kill her as they tried to forcibly deport her to Ukraine. Her detention happened earlier this week amid government efforts to end 5 weeks of mass protests against President Alexander Lukashenko following a disputed election. Kolesnikova said in a complaint filed by her lawyer Thursday that authorities put a bag over her head and drove her to the border with Ukraine before she fought her removal and was jailed. Kolesnikova's lawyer submitted a criminal complaint to the State Investigative Committee against Belarusian authorities for kidnapping and more. Looking at the stock market, the S&P 500 edged higher in volatile trading on Thursday. More on voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is acknowledging he downplayed the expected impact of the deadly coronavirus.